The Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre from www.imemc.org for Tuesday, May the 9th, 2006. Soldiers impose curfew over a village near Nablus. Troops invade Nablus and arrest 5 residents. 1 youth arrested in Tulkarem. 3 residents arrested near Hebron. Tulkarem resident arrested in Ramallah. Undercover units of the Israeli army abduct a resident from Bethlehem's Daisha refugee camp. And the army levels a Palestinian house inside Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Tuesday morning, Israeli soldiers leveled a Palestinian house that belonged to 2 brothers of the Al-Jabari family in the Beit Hanina neighborhood inside Jerusalem. Soldiers surrounded the area, broke into the house and leveled it after forcing the family out without allowing them to evacuate their furniture and belongings. The army claims that the house was constructed without obtaining a legal construction permit. Several institutions inside Jerusalem denounced the demolishing of the house and considered it part of the policy of the Jerusalem municipality to empty the city of its Palestinian residents. Tuesday, Israeli soldiers imposed curfew over the village of Al-Bathan, northeast of the West Bank city of Nablus, and imposed curfew. Soldiers installed a sudden checkpoint at the main entrance of the village and detained dozens of residents for several hours. The residents were forced to sit on the ground while soldiers examined their identity cards. Also, the soldiers stopped a kindergarten bus transporting 20 children and barred it from crossing the checkpoint. Monday at night, Israeli soldiers arrested a Palestinian youth while he was attempting to cross through the tunnel checkpoint south of Tulkarem and took him to an unknown destination. A Palestinian security source reported that soldiers stationed at the checkpoint arrested Mohammed Adnan Faris, 16, after claiming that he was carrying a knife. On Tuesday at dawn, troops invaded Tulkarem and its refugee camp, fired rounds of live ammunition in the air and withdrew. No arrests or injuries were reported. Israeli soldiers, supported by several armoured vehicles and jeeps, invaded on Tuesday at dawn the town of Dura near the West Bank city of Hebron and arrested 3 residents, including a member of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the military wing of the Fatah movement, the Palestinian Wafa news agency reported. One of the arrestees is a retired officer from the Palestinian Security Forces. He was identified as Hani Milhim, 61. Soldiers also arrested Nasser Obiat, 38, a relative of Hani and Mohammed Hainehin. The 3 arrestees were present at the house of Hainehin, and soldiers broke into the house and searched it. Some damage was reported. Tuesday morning, Israeli troops invaded Allah village, north of the West Bank city of Ramallah, and arrested 1 resident from Tulkarem. A local source in the village reported that soldiers installed a flying checkpoint near Ramallah, stopped several vehicles, and arrested Mohammed Jabat, 26, while he was heading back to his village. Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and its Asker refugee camp, conducting military searches of homes and arresting 5 residents. The Palestinian news agency Wafa reported that soldiers supported by more than 20 armoured vehicles invaded several neighbourhoods in Nablus and Asker refugee camp and arrested 5 residents, identified as Imad al-Akhbar, 21, Ahmed Abu Sa'ada, Abdul Razik, Aura Trout, 21, Ahid al-Diri, 30, and Ahmed al-Saras, 18. The arrestees were taken to an unknown destination. Undercover units of the Israeli army abducted on Tuesday 1 resident from Bethlehem's Dehisha refugee camp. Local sources reported that units disguised as Palestinian civilians stepped out of a private Palestinian vehicle and abducted Mohammed Yassin Manasra, 21, while he was standing near a local supermarket in the city. The undercover unit forced Manasra into the vehicle, then fled the scene, the local source added. On Monday at night, the Israeli army arrested Tahrir Khalil Hanouni, 22, a student of Bezeit University, after breaking into a house in Kafanima village west of Ramallah. Ihab, her brother, said that soldiers surrounded the house before breaking in and imprisoning the family in one room while they searched the house. He added that an Israeli security officer took Tahri to a separate room where he interrogated her before ordering the soldiers to arrest her. Tahri was taken to Deir Kedis military camp near the village. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Qalqilya on Tuesday at dawn, firing rounds of live ammunition. They broke into several homes, forcing the residents out. One resident was arrested during the invasion, local sources reported. The resident, identified as Ahmed Mohammed Mubarak, 18, was taken to an unknown destination.
An open-ended hunger strike begun last week by prominent Palestinian peace activists and scholars has drawn little international attention, but hunger strikers say they are in it for the long haul. Ghassan Ndoni has been called the Palestinian Gandhi.
The people who started the hunger strike in Jenin is still a small group, but it's a very important step.
Meanwhile, 9 Palestinians have been killed in the last week, and 200 to 300 artillery rounds a day are being fired by Israeli forces into Palestinian neighborhoods in the Gaza Strip. Despite this, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called for an international peace conference, and the once militant Hamas party has indicated willingness to consider the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative.
And that's just some of the news today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imenc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is the Daily News, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Jenka Soderberg.